Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Holidaymakers, beware. Warnings have been issued that it's going to be a difficult summer ahead for flights across Europe as air traffic control centres continue to face staff shortages in several key regions. Well, for more, I'm joined by Simon Calder, who's travel correspondent with the London Independent. Hello, Simon.
Yes, good morning. It is, I'm afraid, as you say, all looking bleak. Last summer, it appears that the air traffic control situation was so bad that it was the worst since 2001. And with more people wanting to fly more places across Europe, it looks as though this summer is going to be even worse, I'm afraid. And that will be an increase on the one in three flights in Europe that arrived more than 15 minutes behind schedule last year. That's, by the way, if you're less than 15 minutes late, you're officially on time.
OK, so what are the areas, Simon, where we should be watching for in terms of flight delays, or will this be a Europe-wide problem?
Well, there are very specific points in continental Europe where there are problems. I mean, if you're just shuttling from Ireland to GB, for example, then you're probably unlikely to get any air traffic control issues. But I'm just looking at a flight maybe from Dublin to the island of Rhodes in Greece. And if you were going on the most direct course, you would go over about 10 different countries' airspace. You'd be going through all kinds of fragments of area control centres, which means basically that these centres look after particular parts of the continental skies. And due to staff shortage, largely, there are huge delays building up. The specific locations, the worst one is Karlsruhe in western Germany, then Budapest, the Hungarian capital, Marseille in southern France, Zagreb, the Croatian capital, and then in northern France, Reims. And those have been all adding to the delays. What typically happens is that you've possibly been in this position. If you're on the so-called first wave of flights from out of Dublin, you might have a 7 o'clock flight and the captain says, sorry, we've got to wait on the ground for half an hour or so because we're waiting for a slot. That then gets compounded during the day. It might happen on the way back. By the end of the day, you have the situation of flights being an hour or more late, or indeed having to be cancelled completely because of curfews at various airports. So I'm afraid it's a mess. And that was something that Ryanair hinted at on Monday this week, when they basically said, look, we are calling on air traffic control bosses across Europe to ensure adequate staffing. But they also said that their financial results for the current financial year were dependent on shocks such as the air traffic control mismanagement and short staffing. So a bit of a mess, I'm afraid.
Well, your advice always is to get on an earlier flight, book an earlier flight if you can, because the logic is you might be delayed, but at least you'll get some part of the day because you're likely to get in at some stage as the day goes on. But booking at night could take you into the next day.
Yes, and I've unfortunately, like so many other passengers, been in this situation where the delays keep building up. Now, airlines, in particular Ryanair, but also Aer Lingus, will put in so-called fire breaks, and that might mean they do a couple of flights in the morning. By mid-afternoon, they might be given kind of an hour and a half on the ground, and that will enable lost time to be made up. If you're a big airline as well, like Ryanair, you can shuffle your fleet. So I was recently waiting for a flight from Manchester to Shannon in the west of Ireland. The plane that was supposed to be flying it got really held up, I think, coming in from Spain. And And so they found another aircraft from somewhere, and that was okay. But yeah, it's the sort of disruption, particularly when we get into July and August, absolutely peak season, where I'm afraid that if you're not on that first wave of flights, you've got very little control about when you might actually reach your destination. And even then, if I'm on a 7 o'clock flight, I kind of assume I'm going to be maybe half an hour or an hour late. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not, then I count that very much as a win.
Simon, always good to talk to you. Thank you very much. Simon Calder there. And if you don't fancy getting on a plane, you could ferry over to Europe and then get on a train, because Ed Finn is going to take us on Europe's fascinating train journeys for A Holiday with a Difference. That's coming up in the next hour. And we're going to be talking about Sláintecare, 7 years on from its launch. Also, pet insurance. Is it worth it? And what sort of cover do you need for your furry friends?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.